The following podcast is intended for mature audiences. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Naked Wizard Media.
To the season finale of Game of Thrones, season four.
Excuse me, I had some gas. Welcome to Talking Westeros, the Game of Thrones podcast. I'm your host. I'm Carrie, and I'm joined by Sherry, Sarah, and Jeff. Hi, guys.
Hi.
So here we are, season finale of season four. This is always just kind of a sad occasion when you get to these season finales, but...
Yeah.
Pretty much how I've seen it going.
So when does the next episode start again?
April of 2015.
That blows donkeys.
As we sit here, June 16th, 2014.
Yeah, well, I'm going to
swear
off smoking and drinking and start working out because I want to be alive for that.
Fans of our show need not worry. We're going to be around because we, as anyone that's been following us knows, we sort of did these episodes out of sequence. We did season one and most of season two, and then we decided to do season four as it happened. So now we got to go back and finish off season two and season three. So that's what we're going to do during the off season here. We're going to spread ourselves out and finish off the previous seasons. And if anything comes up that we just want to talk about Game of Thrones, we'll just do an episode.
Well, come on. How can you just leave four sitting by the wayside while we're doing season three and four's going on? Don't want to do that.
No. So I don't know about you guys. I think this was probably the best season finales so far.
Yeah,
because it had a lot of information.
The big action and all that was in the previous episode, just like all the other seasons. But I found the other seasons, the finales were sort of almost lackluster compared to the. But this one's held up pretty good. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as action packed, but it was pretty.
Tied up a lot, cause some ends, but opened up some new ones too.
So. Yeah, it was definitely a few twists. A couple of unexpected things, I think.
Mm-hmm. A couple of wonderful things.
And
in a way, no. I'll explain it when we get to it. But I
was pretty satisfied.
I wish they would have finished it like they did the book, but I can't say what because it was a prologue and they could still be entering it in later, but mm-hmm. It would have been nice if they would have finished it like the third book.
Well, see, the thing is with season three and season four, they had to do something with season four because season four is a mixture of book three and four, correct?
Yes.
They even have some information from book five, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Because from what I've heard, they couldn't just do a straight adaptation of book four because it would have been the most boring television show ever.
And Game of Thrones would have been canceled.
It would have been an entire season of Daenerys' storyline.
Yeah.
Brienne walking around.
Yeah. And season three would have been so action-packed because all the big stuff happened in book three with Tywin.
Whoa, you're giving stuff away.
I didn't say anything. I just said Tywin.
I'm sure anybody that's listening to this has seen, because apparently the whole world saw this episode.
Yeah, the purple wedding. What else was there? The red wedding.
Did you not?
Everything happened in
just don't go to weddings in Westeros.
There's actually a great line I'll have to tell you about that when you get there that they left out, and I don't know why. Because it's fucking about hilarious. Yeah, about Tywin. Yeah.
I know the one that you're talking about, yeah.
Well, this episode was directed by Alex Graves and written by Benioff and Weiss. There's not too many episodes that those two guys don't write.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay because they seem to have a pretty good grasp on the story here. So,
yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, the show's the writing's not too bad with this little series here.
It'll do.
The opening of this episode, I love that there was some great shots of the aftermath of the battle as Jon walks into the forest. You see that? I love the shot where it's the top of the wall and the guy's looking down. You see all the bodies strewn about and John's walking.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole exchange with John and Mance.
Yeah.
You have two adversaries, but they seem to have a mutual respect for one another. part of that is because of John being basically a part of the Wildlings for a while. And I guess at that point...
Now, did you understand why Stannis Baratheon showed up? Do you understand that?
No.
That is a little piece of information that happened way back in season one.
Really?
Yeah. When they first got the Wall, you remember, they sent letters to all the kings saying the Wildlings are coming. We need reinforcements.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and Stannis is the only king that answered that call.
Well, because all the other kings are dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that too.
But the respect that Jon and Mansfield, and that's not something that's just made up for this series. That's an actual thing that you've seen a lot of battles and wars and stuff.
Respect,
where there's a mutual respect from the leaders on either side. Because, well, you tend to respect a good adversary, right?
Yeah.
If they're your equal on the battlefield. But we get an explanation, basically, in this episode of why the Wildlings want to go south of the Wall. Basically, they're scared.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'd be a little scared, now, too.
Man says that winter's coming, but I took it as sort of a...
It's not about winter coming.
It's not about winter. It's about the White Walkers.
Yeah.
Because they know that they're not going to survive with those things lurking around.
Yeah. Not unless they want to feed them their kids.
True. Well, I'd say, okay, if I was John, I would have tried to maybe broker a deal saying, okay, you guys can come. Maybe leave the cannibals north of the wall. That'd be okay.
Because it doesn't seem like a, which kind of is weird. It doesn't seem like an unreasonable request. Mm-hmm. Can we come south of the wall because there's some living dead things
there? I had a better idea.
There's a storyline in the book. Now, I'm pretty sure I'm safe of saying it now because it's never introduced itself, and it started way back in book two, I think it was. Well, it's already happened in season three where he was with Mance Rayder, and they thought he was with them. There's a scene where he has this giant horn in his cabin, in his little tent, and he says it's a horn that will, I can't remember the name of the horn, but it'll blow it. If you blow it, it'll take down the entire wall.
Okay.
And yeah, that's, and of course they didn't show it this season either, so I'm assuming they're not even going to put it in the series. Mm-hmm. But that was like the catalyst for why they were leery about having Mans Rayder come over anyway. It's one of the reasons. And how he got all the clans to join him. By telling him, hey, I got this horn. It actually becomes not the real horn.
But again, though, we can't, if it's not in the series,
I'm just saying,
as far as the TV series goes, it doesn't seem like an unreasonable request to say, hey, can we come? Which makes me wonder what all the fighting's about in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
Why doesn't he cop a deal and make them replenish the Night's Watch? That's what I said. I'm like, why not? You want to come over?
Come, sure. Yeah, you can come south, but you're taking the black.
Exactly. Well, that's for
at
later
least,
on.
At least while the threat is.
That's for later on.
Yeah. But apparently, and we'll get to it a little later on in this episode, there apparently is another really kind of cool threat beyond the wall. I didn't know that reanimated skeletons were a thing.
Well, no, those are White Walkers. They've just been in the ground a long time.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That's what happens.
I thought Jason and the Argonauts were going
to
show up.
Yeah. Right? There's actually more to death than death, apparently.
Yeah. I will say this. Jason and the Argonauts CGI has nothing to do.
Yeah.
Has nothing on these ones.
That wasn't CGI. That was stop motion.
Stop motion, yeah. I should say special effects.
Yeah.
Not CGI.
But. You know who Ray Harryhausen was.
Of course I do.
They did the best they could.
Yeah.
Now, when Stannis shows up here, quite an army. And
I think I counted one.
There is an actual
20 legions or something.
There is an actual number. He has 3,300 men.
3,300 men. That's what, 3-4 legion? No, 3 legion?
I'm not sure how many are in a legion.
I think it's 100,000 men.
Well, he doesn't have any. He doesn't have 100,000 men. He only has 3,000.
Oh, 3,000.
3,000.
Oh, yes. Okay. I don't remember the numbers, but whatever.
I like the little how they flanked them. They did a little pincer maneuver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And again, another Rommel would have been proud.
Yeah. a great shot as well with the CGI of the horses, and that's one thing about this show that is very different than a lot of other TV shows. A lot of other TV shows, special effects look kind of like, even like Star Trek stuff.
Yeah.
When you see some of the special effects in Star Trek, you don't, you're like, that's a TV budget. Like you can tell it's a TV budget. This show, everything's movie quality.
Mm-hmm. Well, for sure.
Like you could take this and put it on a big screen in a theater and you wouldn't have to improve
piece
a thing.
All together, yeah.
Like everything from the costumes to the set decoration to just everything.
Well, location is a big part, right?
It'll be nice to watch the award shows this year and see what happens.
Nah, they get snubbed every year.
Yeah.
They have some technical stuff that they've won, and Peter Dinklage won for Best Supporting Actor, but for the most part, they get snubbed because it's just like, it's the Lord of the Rings fucking...
It's hard to give... How do you say someone is the best actor? Whenever
it should be winning for Best Drama Series.
It's nominated, but it's not.
Now, if viewership keeps increasing at the rate it is, they're not going to be able to look away from this.
I thought everyone was going to stop watching.
Apparently, quite the... I'll let you know at the end of the podcast, but apparently quite the opposite has happened.
Orange is the New Black is going to be the best drama series or something, like, or House of Cards.
And they can't even say because of the nudity and all that, because Orange is the New Black has...
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's made Netflix, so that's a big, totally different thing.
The first scene and stuff, I was like, holy jeez.
Actually, I don't even think they're allowed to be nominated. Because they aren't on broadcast television. I
don't know. Now, when Stannis does show up here, you got to admire Mance's his spirit in this scene, because he will not. He says to the that his people the will knee. Not will not kneel. Mm-hmm. And Jon ends up showing mercy here because Stannis. You could tell Stannis wants to kill Mance.
Well, yeah.
And basically asks Jon, "What would your father do?" And which is not necessarily, and that's
I
not,
like that quirk. I'm like, that's oh,
not
here it comes.
But you know, that's not necessarily what Ned would have done.
No.
But John is, because John has respect for Mance.
You know what? That's another thing that's good about books that's not shown in the series, is that John does have great respect for Mance Rayder. Mm-hmm. He sees him as at least an equal, if not a better. Mm-hmm. He sees a lot of his father in him, so.
And it's not, that's not to say that Ned wouldn't have spared his life, but in the course of battle and with the circumstances what they are in Westeros, I'm not sure if Ned would have allowed him to live, but because of John's experiences with him, John shows mercy.
Was it true what you told me earlier?
Uh-oh.
What's that?
What did you tell her? No. No. Aliens aliens have not landed. In...
Oh, I hate aliens. Like, honestly, they annoy me.
They annoy you. You say that like you know a couple of them.
No, because Jeff watches all these alien shows. Like, I love like spooky shows and stuff.
I watch,
put on aliens. I'm like, really? Over? I'm over the
I watch a little thing. Bit of everything, so whatever.
It's like fine. Bigfoot, I'm over it.
Bigfoot. Finding Bigfoot. I laugh at those.
So what did he tell you?
I don't want to say her name because Sherry will get mad at me.
Igret.
Yeah. That's his daughter.
No, I was looking around. I don't think it is. It's not.
You told me that it was.
Well, I can't find any information one way or the other.
Did you look up a song on Fire Wiki?
I didn't.
Or Ice and Fire Wiki? That might have been your first choice.
Really? Mance's daughter?
I don't know. No? I don't think she is.
Sherry, you want to get on that and see? While we're talking, or see if she is or not?
Our technical person?
Yeah.
I thought
she's also about the one that has a computer in front of her.
Yeah.
Now, we gotta talk. We have to talk a little bit about this here because it's sort of bittersweet. We move on to the mountain here.
Yeah,
he's got quite a wound on him. Looks a little bit nasty.
When?
And we find out that he's been poisoned, manticore venom.
Mm-hmm.
If you recall, manticore, those are those little kind of scorpion things that they tried to kill Daenerys with in I think season 3. What it was, and it goes back to the episode 8 when Oberyn's assistant is wiping his sword down. That's what he was putting on it. Was manticore venom, which we called it. We called it. It was another one that we called. Remember?
That was a bit obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. We called it. No, yeah. It wasn't obvious at all. We called it because we're like that.
No, it's just because we're awesome.
Yeah. We are awesome. First of all, who is this other guy?
Just the
I know I could find his name really easy, but I don't really care to right now. But he hasn't been seen before, has he?
No. No.
I don't recall him anyway.
Nope. The hell who opened the Velasque?
Bittersweet because
that Velasque?
Oberyn's death might not have been in vain.
Yeah.
Because he did poison the mountain, and the idea is that the mountain will die a very slow and painful death.
Yeah.
But yeah. Is this Jackoff going to be able to save him? Because then is he trying to filter his blood? I don't know what's going on there, but he says something curious to Cersei too.
I'm pretty sure in the books it says that he, like, well, I mean, the screams can be heard out Westeros. I remember that, but I'm pretty sure he dies. I'm pretty sure.
But this is not the book.
Yeah,
they could change it.
Oh, for sure, they
can and switch anything. As this episode shows, they may come back to the same path, but they might take a little detour to
get to this. I really got flashbacks of Drogo there.
Mm-hmm.
Like how sure he's going to
George be, not too creative in that part.
He's going to be alive. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have Drogo that has the wound.
Yeah.
We have
the hound
that has the wound. We have the mountain that has now mountain's poison, but he's got a wound.
Yeah.
And like George needs to think of another way to kill these big strong guys.
Yeah.
But he says something very, very, very curious to Cersei. He says, "You realize, Your Grace, that the process may change him." Now I don't know what that means, and I don't like the sound of it.
Maybe it's something they're thrown in from the TV show. That'd be kind of cool.
And she asked him, "Will it take away its strength?" And he says, "No."
Mentally, maybe he'll.
So does that mean he's just going to be a mindless?
He'd be a machine? Hodor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, remains to be seen, I guess. And then Cersei defying Tywin, refusing to marry Ser Loras.
Good for her.
Good for her. Good for Cersei, really? Because doesn't she?
Yeah.
She should be forced to marry, like, I don't know, the worst possible person.
Why?
Yeah, she paid her dues with Robert.
Because she's Cersei.
Exactly. So?
Because she's evil.
Actually, you know what? They've.
Is Sherry, and what have you done with her?
She's conniving.
Yeah, she's conniving. I don't see her as very evil in the TV show anymore.
Except when it comes to Tyrion.
That's
a fierce devotion to her child. That's what.
She does love her children.
She's blind to the actual facts. Mm-hmm. About
what
happened.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. She's blind to maybe what he's doing. Like,
You know what she is? She's stronger. A perfect.
Yeah.
She's a perfect sociopath. That's what she is.
I don't
know. And it doesn't necessarily. Sociopaths are not necessarily evil. They're just for themselves. So whichever side is their side, is what they do.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she'll get hers at some point in the series. Sorry, she's just done too much for me to have any sort of remorse.
Well, me too. Towards her but
all. See, and that's the thing. I can't because it just. Comes up, but you shouldn't say those things.
Well, okay. Why?
Because then it makes me want to tell you, and it's...
Well, you can't tell me.
I know.
The people are already writing their emails because you've already said too much. And then she admits the incest to Tywin. Whoa.
You know what, though? I think that was her trying to stand up to her father and saying, you know what?
Tywin already knows.
You have no hold over me.
Well, it was also her saying that if you force me to do this, I'll ruin our name.
Yeah.
By telling everybody the truth.
It won't be just
that's Stannis what I mean. She's never stood up to him before, and now she's kind of going, you know what? Screw off.
She's got guts. I'll give her that.
Yeah. Well,
and then
she's a female Tywin.
And then surprise, she wants Jaime after all. At least this time it's not rape.
You know what? I'd bet you about $20 that they put this scene in there specifically to shut the naysayers up about
probably.
Oh, was that rape and all this stuff? I guarantee.
Well, I think it still was rape.
It wasn't consensual.
At the time, it was still rape. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not many people. I don't know. I don't know. You can't say anything anymore without somebody getting.
What I would like to understand is what is wrong with this world, where rape is worse than incest.
Well.
They're both
equally bad.
They're both equally bad. Yes, but there was no mention about being brother and sister about the rape.
They were just, yeah, that's true.
They never said one thing about it was a brother raping a sister. No, yeah. It was just somebody, a man raping a woman.
Because it's already been established that they have a relationship. They have three children together.
Yeah. That makes it okay.
The ick factor was already established in season one, episode one.
Yeah.
So that's not a shock anymore.
In the pilot, I remember thinking, oh, okay, well, they obviously aren't brother and sister. Yeah. Oh, no, they are.
Oh, they are.
Oh, wow. Gross. Okay. Gross.
And if what's his face to live long enough, I'm sure you'd have been messing around with his sister. Well, raping her, probably.
Who's that, Joffrey?
Daenerys's brother there.
Viserys.
Viserys, yeah.
I don't know. He didn't really seem to care for her.
No, but it was that one scene where she was getting naked. And he was kind of.
Yeah, that was. But
he was checking out the goods for her. Well,
but the Targaryens always did that, though, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that was something else in the book where. I don't think it was ever really touched on the show, but Daenerys, part of her her upbringing, she had expected to marry
her brother.
Marry Viserys. Mm. Yeah, because nice. That's just what happened.
How
I guess maybe back to those bloodlines.
How is it that this kingdom doesn't have a bunch of like people from the hills have eyes running around?
Yeah, right. Some potato.
Yeah, and like
around.
Daenerys is like beautiful, and like they're all pretty.
Well, they're all like incestuous. Yeah,
honestly, I think George Martin's taking a little lesson from the Third Reich because they had that same idea where. Everybody breathes close, and they all get blonde hair, blue-eyed, perfect people.
That's the Aryan race.
Yeah.
That's royalty for generations, for centuries, but not brother and sister, but certainly cousins.
You can tell. Look at Charles. He's the ugliest bastard you can ever meet. Those ears,
to each their own, I mean.
You don't get those ears just from breeding across the river. It's pretty close to home.
So now we have to move on and talk about the most thrilling part of this episode. The most thrilling storyline in the entire series. Daenerys' storyline.
I felt so bad.
You know what? You can have a nap when she's on screen.
At least you
now.
Got
You're
some
really
dragons
can.
In this episode.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't her.
We didn't even see it kill the kid.
Yeah. No,
it's so boring.
I did like the man that first speaks to her.
Yeah,
showing a side that could almost be taken as controversial.
Yeah,
because here's a guy that was a slave, was freed. But wants to return to that life he had purpose in that life. Even though he was a slave, he felt that he had purpose. Now he
but
just
he was in
nothing.
A good home. Not all of them were
he was
in good
treated
homes.
Well.
Yeah.
That's why she said, if you want to go back, you can sign.
Well, she said
contract.
Part of being free is making your own decisions.
Yeah.
So I'll grant you permission to have a contract with this.
But then Selmy immediately brings up the point. Mm-hmm. How many former slaves are going to be. Suddenly have a change of heart.
Yeah,
the
masters are going to take advantage of it.
Exactly.
Well, maybe something will finally happen in season four or in season five with her then. Because this has been such a stagnant. And it's not the character hasn't fallen, but the storyline has fallen. Like, I remember in season one and season two, I was like, yeah, Daenerys was one of my favorite characters and her storyline was one of my favorite. Now, every time she appears on screen, I go, here we go.
Now, unless they're going to mix some things up, okay, I don't foresee anything happening until two seasons from now.
Well, something better happen because this is getting pretty bad.
Well, then just check in with her like once a season from here on out until her story gets important.
Now, we do get a little bit of dragon. We find out that basically Drogon is out of control.
Yeah.
But is he really?
Well,
he's just being a dragon.
Yeah.
But the other two
he's not listening
to
her
tame,
because remember he's the one that snapped at her to begin with.
She doesn't even know where he is right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Instantly, this was the first time
she's a bad mother.
This was do you know where your children are?
Yeah.
This was
burning
the first
children.
This is the first time that
that's great.
Drogon. Yes, Mom. You can't burn the kids. Yeah. You can't burn them.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Go to your room.
This is the first time.
This is a timeout, mister.
You know what?
Get in the corner.
If you're going to burn kids, at least make them little snotty little teenagers, not three-year-olds.
I'm sorry. I could feel for the father. I felt
this
bad
shows,
he just didn't know what to do.
This show
tried to like straighten her skull out.
This show.
Leave it.
Here you go.
Leave it.
The show is racist.
Three.
Aw, crap.
The show is racist.
Why?
Well, you notice it's the black dragon that's out of control.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
And this is the first time that his Drogon's name has ever been mentioned on the show.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The other two dragons have not been mentioned yet. Nope. What their names are.
I thought she did mention what their names were.
I don't believe so.
When she named them.
I think that's in the book.
Not according to the Game of Thrones wiki.
Wiki.
Hey, you know, don't put so much faith in that Wikipedia shit.
No, but usually the individual show wikis are like pretty.
But do we know what the other two dragons' names are?
It's said in it's been said in the books. Rhaegon is one.
Yeah.
And the other one is, I forget what it is, but the other one's named after
Tarragon or something. Tarragon.
One is named after Rhaegar.
Tarragon. Ha,
One is named after Rhaegar and one is named after Viserys.
Yeah.
I don't know why she'd name a dragon after her brother.
She loved her brother.
And of course, Drogon's named after Drogo.
Yeah. The one that's being bad.
Yes. But now we see that she chains them up, the other two that are left there.
That was just as sad as the kid dying to me. It's like your pets are like your kids, right? So
yeah. And she had
like
to punish
you see it from exactly, but you see it from like a parent child point of view, but you also see it from like an animal.
No, parent, you could argue that those are her children.
But that's what I mean. You see, because not everybody has kids; they have their pets are their kids. So you see it from both perspectives. How it's this exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what I liked about that scene.
Yeah, like, she's boring sometimes. Give her a good smack and tell her to get on her way.
What? Give who a smack?
Daenerys.
Give Daenerys a smack. Yeah,
give her a smack.
Why?
I don't know. Just so she'll hurt.
So now we're hitting women, Jeff?
No. Don't put
send your letters directly to Jeff Ryan.
He means the storyline.
Oh, the storyline. She needs a little kick in the bum. Yeah. Something needs to happen here.
So now we're kicking women in the bum.
Yeah. Send your letters directly to Jeff Ryan.
Yeah.
And now the dead are burned at Castle Black, and we have a touching moment here. I knew Sherry was going to say something. First,
I don't care for them.
John and what's her name there? Witchy Poo. What's her name? Witchy.
Yeah, that was
Witchy Witcherson.
I didn't understand that.
They have the lady that likes to have
Melisandre. Drake.
The lady that likes to have whatever shadows come out of her personal parts.
They have
Shadow Vag. You know her.
Shadow Vag. That's her name from now on. Shadow Vag. But they share a look.
She's Shadow Vag's sister.
But they share a look here, which is odd.
Yeah, I want to know what that's about now.
What I'm thinking there is
she knows something about John that we don't as viewers. Yeah. As viewers that haven't
read the book. She could share it with us because we're curious.
She will in season 5,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, no, it'll probably be a main plot point.
I hope so.
But then John burns Ygritte beyond the wall, wow, where she belongs.
And he cried. I felt so bad. I did feel bad. I was kind of touched there.
He did feel bad.
He cried.
His
cry's not really.
It was a bit of a touching moment if you weren't like Sherry and you actually had a heart.
I wonder if his mouth watered when he smelled that roasting human flesh. It smells like pig.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm, yeah, that's a good visual. I don't think the Night's Watch are cannibals.
No, I guess we haven't really done the episode yet, but in season 3. Sam's talking about how the burning bodies smell like roasting pigs.
That's mm-hmm. gross.
And they had, because they hadn't eaten in a while, and his mouth started to water.
Oh, come on now.
Oh.
Hey.
Have a crow.
Remember Bran?
Yeah.
Remember him?
That kid, right?
Him and his troop there, they reached the Heart Tree.
Hey.
That's a pretty nice place, except for the reanimated
skeletons.
What the
hell happened to What's-Her-Face? I can't remember.
Who, Osha?
Yeah.
She took off with Rickon somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I think.
Now I remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember but I was that. Like, how come I don't remember that?
I do. That was right when they were at the castle there and they decided to part ways.
Why?
Well,
I don't remember.
So that Rickon was a little too young to be going to the
north.
Yeah,
because he's only like 3 in the books. So.
Yeah. So he went to keep him safe.
I was,
and we've never heard from them ever, so we don't even know if they're alive or not.
No, yeah, they haven't been seen this season at all.
No.
And, you know, that must be good. Like, okay, she's under contract, I'm assuming, with Game of Thrones. for her character.
Getting yeah. paid to not even
take
have
a,
any
take a season
time.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, well, I don't think she gets paid whenever she doesn't
but,
appear.
Okay. Oh, sorry, we can't pay you your 6 or 7 figure salary, whatever it might probably 6 figures.
I don't think
she's making 7 figures.
On no,
the show.
But I don't think anyone she's still getting paid.
I don't want to know. She's probably paid by appearance. Excuse me. How TV series mm-hmm. usually work is usually paid per episode.
Not well, unless you're the star, you're and then the you star. Get paid yeah. the season.
But they still break the season down. You get so much prep.
Anyway.
Yeah. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
We haven't seen Brand. Them.
Oh, yeah. There's like reanimated. Wait, no. There's reanimated skeletons. What the fuck are they, Jeff?
Like I said.
They're White Walkers that have been.
They've been around for a while.
And their skin just.
It was some great effects work.
Yeah.
And it was a good.
It
was a good sequence. Mm-hmm. We got to say bye bye to Jojen. Who I guess his vision sort of came true. He did. Well, yeah, he blew up in the end.
Remember, well, he was already dead at this point.
Yeah, but he had the vision of burning. Remember?
Yeah. Okay.
So it kind of came true. Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
A burning blow.
But Fireball Girl has some nice nifty powers. I like that.
She wasn't cute.
Throwing fireballs, I don't believe.
For a, like, what's that? Extremely old
I don't think she was throwing fireballs. I think she was throwing obsidian.
They were clearly balls of fire.
Well. Okay, they haven't talked about this.
Obsidian's dragon glass, isn't it?
I'm sure. Pretty sure. Yeah, dragon glass.
Well,
so obsidian. Yeah, but is it see, dragon
so
glass.
So does dragon glass look like balls of fire?
Yes, you can get it to burn.
Then it was balls of fire she was throwing. This would look like to me.
Maybe.
But see,
that's what I'm saying. Is it flammable? The other stuff.
Obsidian. Well, it was flammable. On the,
it's obsidian, basically.
Have we seen obsidian on the show yet?
I don't think so. Oh, right. Yes.
Sam had it.
Sam had a knife made of obsidian.
Okay.
Killed the White Walker.
All right.
Makes him blow up.
But it's a fight. But this is a podcast about the show, not the books. So
that
happened.
No, that's in.
The show.
I know.
In the show,
but it was clearly a fucking ball of fire that she was throwing at the fucking things. I don't know what else to know. Fucking. I don't care if it was obsidian or shit. It was a ball of fire.
Big fucking ball of shit.
I am
going to take my feces, light it on fire, and throw it at you.
It was still a ball of fire. It might have been flaming shit, but it was still a ball of fire.
Here, wait a second.
What I'm saying
I
is,
got some fire.
What I'm saying is that I wish I could throw obsidian or shit balls of fire or whatever
fire,
the hell it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
Be well, nice. No, you eat a taco, you shit fire.
Yeah. What's that?
You eat a Taco Bell,
and yeah. Shit yeah. fire.
You might.
No, you can't.
We can't eat a Taco Bell anymore. Ours closed.
I know.
TM.
So we meet the three-eyed raven here, basically in another form.
Yeah.
The old man's a little mysterious.
You know what? He needs to meet Hodor's three-eyed raven or something.
I often wonder this with characters like this in these types of fantasy shows. First of all, I find it kind of odd that this guy's been around through all of the stuff that's been going on in Westeros.
Well, how old are trees?
I know. But my question is, like, whenever people are not coming into his lair... Does he just sit on his throne? Like, I always wondered, like,
masturbates.
Like Saruman in
what do you think his nose was so long?
In Lord of the Rings, or
his nails were really long. That would hurt.
Like kings.
No, I'm talking Saruman's.
Like kings when they're not like, being kingly. What do they just sit there on this chair?
No, see, they have the money to.
But like, what is this guy? What is this guy doing when he's not flying around as a three-eyed raven? He's just sitting in his chair.
I guess so.
Yeah, well, he's a wog, so he can, you know, go into any animal that he wants to.
Well, yeah, but what does he have? What is all. How much does he really have to
he's
do?
He's a voyeur. Leave him alone.
He's a voyeur.
he's watching.
He watched people,
he said,
all
so
of them.
Time.
Yeah,
I have watched all of you for your whole lives.
Oh my God! Don't ever do that.
Furiously
again.
Wanking it.
Nice. Oh, don't ever do that.
Count it. Leave it to Jeff to always come up with the great visuals and things.
And taking it just one
role.
Step too far.
Anyway, we've come. If you look at the first season, where it was pretty well a straightforward like fantasy, but a fantasy series, but there wasn't a whole lot of magic and stuff in the first.
And you know
season.
What? They've really toned that guy down because in the books he is more like a tree than you understand. Like basically, all he is a face.
Yeah, we're not going to get into the conversation about. No, but we're not going to get into the conversation about trees that can move and talk because then Sherry's going to start calling ants trees, and then there's going to be all kinds of violence.
We're going to be here for the next 2 hours,
and then there'll be movies throwing.
Yeah, they're not trees. They're ants. Anyway.
Get over it.
She's biting her tongue and flaring her nostrils. She's trying real hard not to say
this guy,
anything.
This
they clearly,
guy.
Okay. Well, can we all establish that they clearly look like trees? Whether they're trees or not, they clearly
they're
do
trees.
Look like
trees.
They look like trees, but they're not trees.
They're
smaller
chihuahuas.
Than trees.
Yeah, they are.
They have two legs.
Chihuahuas of the tree world.
So like a shrub?
No, not quite a shrub. No.
No. Yeah.
They have a trunk.
Yeah. They have two legs.
Yeah.
Trees don't, but not
arms.
Trees. Anyway, we did a whole podcast on that before. This guy is mysterious, but I was kind of, and I haven't read the book, so I don't know what it looks like in the books, but I was still expecting a little bit. He almost sounds like a country hick.
Yeah.
Well, I've been watching you. You've been watching y'all for a long time. I don't know. I was expecting more of a presence.
I didn't know to be impressed or if you were creeping me out there.
I don't know. I just expected more of a presence with this guy, but I guess time will tell because I'm sure we'll see more of him in season 5. Now, we got to move on to the last couple of things in this episode that are the two major plot points. First, we come upon Brienne and Podrick, and they've gone and lost their horses. Well, oopsie.
Well, come on. You know exactly where the fucking horses are.
but then we quickly see the meeting here. Brienne encounters Arya.
And of course.
You know what, though? That's very interesting if you watch that series, or that series, that scene.
Yeah, did you notice what the hound was doing?
Yeah, he was taking a shit.
Taking a shit. Come on.
Shitting was the theme in this episode.
She should have said, stop taking a shit, or she should have said, fucking pinch it off. There's somebody out here.
But if I could be, if I could actually be observant for a second in that scene.
Okay.
Yeah. If you watch the interaction between Arya and Brienne, it's kind of interesting because Brienne could very well, not size-wise, but Brienne could very well be a future version of Arya.
Yeah.
Be
yeah.
sort of a,
yeah,
a
I think
female
that's
warrior.
What they were trying
if,
to,
or yeah. Arya got fucking.
And it was interesting
big
to
time,
see.
Big.
it was interesting to see their interaction where you have these two strong females. And I don't mean just characters. I mean two strong females that are fighters and are tomboys, basically,
well,
if you want to.
This whole scene is dreamed up by Wes and Benioff, mm-hmm. because those two haven't met
well,
in
the Hound,
series at all.
We said before in previous episode, the episode where Arya and the Hound encounter, was it that was Clegor's men that they killed in the that inn, right? When they encounter them, that's when the Hound is wounded, and this is when all this stuff that happens in this episode actually happens in the book. So, this whole encounter between the Hound and Brienne never takes place.
No.
I will say this, though. Their fight is probably the most brutal fight we've seen. Like, they were brutally
beating the shit out of each other.
And now, I know Brienne's tough, but it can't feel very good to get punched like that from the Hound.
Oh, God, no.
And you see that.
I'm assuming he was weakened from his earlier wound.
Well, he was nursing it. At one point, he did stop and nurse it a bit there, right? Yeah. Like, he kind of,
If he hits like his brother, then Brienne's got a problem.
Sherry winced when he grabbed the blade of her sword. That's what tough guys do in fantasy stories.
They did kind of mess up there because that is Valyrian steel and it should have cut right through his hands.
Yeah.
Brienne proves how tough she is, though. Like she took down the Hound, man. Yeah. That's pretty good. I really didn't want him to die. Now,
neither did I.
He didn't really die. We did not see him die on screen, so we don't really officially know if he's dead. He's not listed as officially dead on any of the websites. So.
Yeah, because he's never shown. Yeah, in any of the books, he was never shown to have died. But they haven't shown him either.
Yeah, I like how he tried to piss Arya off, though.
Yeah,
saying all this stuff to
try to get.
And
her
I guess
into
he
it.
Did piss her off because.
She took
a silver and left.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, of course, Jaime frees Tyrion, thankfully.
Yeah.
I know there were a lot of people that had a lot of anxiety about what was going to happen to Tyrion. And with Varys' help.
Now,
Jaime and Tyrion have a kind of a sad goodbye here. A quick goodbye, but a sad goodbye. And then we have a couple more Seas.
Before you get onto all that, I was trying to tell you earlier, I think it was off air where we were talking about that whole scene where Tyrion kills everybody. And I know it's done just for time, but I wish they would have put in more what happened in the book where, okay, Jaime lets him out of the cells, okay? But Varys meets him down in the black jail, whatever it's called there, where they had Ned. Mm-hmm. He ends up leading him out there. And just as they're getting ready to walk out the door, Tyrion sees a ladder, and he asks Varys where it goes. He says, oh, it goes up to your father's...
The Tower of the
Tower.
Hand.
Yeah, the Tower of the Hand. And it doesn't really... it does show him actually climbing all 400 steps and everything, but at least I would have liked to seen him put that in there. That way we get to kind of...
You wanted to see him climb a ladder?
Not necessarily climb a ladder, but I guess there was a lot of internal monologue going on in the book at the same time, so that's probably why they took it out. But
well, in this version, the results are the same, yep, right?
That's right.
He finds Shay in his father's bed, and we have a "See ya, Shay."
Yeah.
And if this would have been like last season or something, we would all be going, "Oh my god! Oh my!" Now it's just like you got what you deserve.
Yeah.
And he goes, "I'm sorry."
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Like, immediate laughter went, "No, you're not. I'm not sorry."
Yeah. and then we have another Sia, which kind of surprised me a little.
Me too.
We have a Sia Tywin. Terrible. Killed while taking a dump.
Now, this is where I told you I had the saying, the one part they should have kept in is... Tywin tells Tyrion after he's dead, he says, "Now we'll see if you really shake gold."
That would have been a good line, yeah. I think they probably left it out because it didn't seem like a moment where Tyrion would be witty like that.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like a very
somber moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this is kind of a bittersweet one for me because as bad as Tywin was, I kind of liked him as a bad guy. Like,
he started growing on you.
Like, who now, next season, who are we going to have to, like, manipulate people? And
it'll be Cersei. No,
they'll Cersei. She's,
yeah, she can always, Cersei's done. He's going to rise now.
Just Tywin was so, I don't know, I like the character.
Yeah.
Even though he was bad.
Cersei's going to take over. That could be wrong.
That could be very bad. All kinds of bad.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens, I guess.
And, you know, you got to like Varys. You got to like Varys in this show.
Yeah.
Like, basically doing what he feels is best for the realm, but then before he returns to King's Landing, he hears... It's kind of strange to see, like, a lot of people don't know what's going on there, is he hears the horn sounding that they've found Tywin, and so he basically figures it's probably best if he just takes off, so he joins Tyrion on this boat.
Goes somewhere else, yeah.
That was another thing in Varys going, why did you do that?
And then this season ends with... Jaqen's coin returns that he gave to Arya back in season 2. And she is off to Braavos. Braavos seems like it's playing out to become a major location.
Yeah.
Well, it's where everything originally started, right? So
appears to be the grandest city in both continents there.
It's like the Toronto of...
It's a Toronto.
Welcome to Toronto.
It'd probably be more like the New York or the Tokyo.
Oh, the New York or the Tokyo, yeah, whatever. Tokyo.
Man. Yeah.
So you have Daenerys, who's already in Essos. Now you have Tyrion, who's headed to Essos. You have Arya, who's headed to Essos. I think Tyrion's headed to Essos. It would probably be smart to get him off of Westeros.
Yeah.
It looks like we're going to have probably more things happening next season in the East. Mm-hmm. In the Eastern continent.
Yeah. Let's hope.
Let's hope that somebody meets up with Daenerys and something happens, because, God, this is... Her storyline's just... There's just nothing happening.
You never know what they have up their sleeve.
But like I said at the beginning, I really enjoyed this season finale. I thought it was of the four season finales, it was the one that had like the most stuff happening.
I know. I don't know why. Internally, I was expecting more.
But that's why.
I don't know why.
This is a big trend though with these shows. Is now that's the second last episode where the major stuff always happens.
Yeah. Also, they got to save a lot of stuff for the next season because they're really catching up to George's stories here. And,
well, George has to like hurry the fuck up here.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's like, if he secretly is finished and he's just like waiting, like he's going to release the books like a couple months before each season kind of thing.
I don't know. Writing on antiquated
technology. The demand is out there, so he has to hurry up.
Writing on antiquated technology, it could take him a while. And she's already shown
that. I don't care if he's writing it in longhand in a notebook. He's been at it for quite a while now. Finish the damn fucking books.
He has a lot of other stuff on his plate that he does, too, though.
He needs to stop.
Yeah. And finish the books.
He doesn't strike me as the type of person that gives a shit about money.
Should chain him up
like those dragons. But it doesn't matter about money. He doesn't need any more money. He has enough money.
Chain him up like the dragons and make him type.
Make him type. I'm sure.
Old-ass typewriter.
I'm sure those would be very good storylines.
Yeah. What does he have to do now? Beauty and the Beast? Like, what is he doing?
Well, he's reissued the wild card series. He's an editor on those.
I don't care.
Everybody, there's a bunch of different artists that write for him.
I don't care. He has
and
to finish
the
series.
And then he picks the storylines and how everything goes and that.
And here are some reasons why he has to finish this series.
He's on David Letterman way too fucking much.
This episode, in its original airing, just its first airing, was watched by 7.1 million people.
Not bad.
Okay.
And which was up 32% from the season 3 finale.
Now, you want to hear something I heard the other day, too. Is this show is the most pirated show
you mentioned that before.
On the internet.
You mentioned that before.
Did I?
Yeah. It's also now officially the most successful HBO series of all time. It surpassed the Sopranos.
Wow.
The season 3 finale was watched by 5.4 million people. So up 30, think about that, up 32%. That's a big number.
I guess all those people that said they weren't going to
with the additional airing,
kept watching.
This episode was watched by a total of 9.3 million viewers. Okay. Average viewership this season was 6.8 million, up 37% from last season.
Insane.
So last season, everybody, I'm not watching anymore.
Oh,
no
bullshit.
Shut your
mouth. Not
only did you watch it, but almost half of you told a friend.
Yeah.
And then they watched. So,
well, I don't know how the Nielsen's work anymore. If they take
and again, this is just recorded. This is not counting people that download them. Yeah. And you know,
so you got to think you got to add another couple,
another few, another few. There. Yeah.
So I have no idea how that technology works now, but I know. In the past, I mean, Nielsen, you called in to say what you watched that night, and then they take a certain number. Like, your viewership equals a certain amount of number of viewers.
I don't know.
In your area. But I don't know how it works now, if that number is really skewed or...
I'm not sure.
If they can pull the data right off your
box,
which is
kind of
scary.
How many people are kind of pirating it, right?
Yeah.
So you can put the big picture number all together.
If they can pull the numbers right off your box, that's kind of scary too. What else can they do?
Wow.
That's another show.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So is that it for?
Oh no! Absolutely.
Season
not.
4.
Come on.
I know.
This
want
episode
it
to be was 15 minutes longer than all the rest of the episodes. I think this show should be 15 minutes longer than all the rest of the episodes.
But we're finished the episode, though.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No.
Yeah. Well, we're not finished our podcast.
No, we can have a recap, though.
We don't need it. Well, we don't need a recap.
We have enough, I think, to...
We still have season 3 and a couple episodes of season 2 to do.
Yeah.
Because we're all dumbasses and did it all out of order, so our fans are all like, what the hell are you doing?
Hey, no, you know what? I ain't the dumbass. No.
Love us anyway.
Hey, we did it on purpose so that in between season 4 and 5, we'd have new podcasts.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to spread them out. Like, we're not going to have a new episode every week. We're going to spread it out so that we're, you know, kind of filling out the gap here.
Mm-hmm.
But we have, because where do we leave off? We have to begin in season, at episode 7 of season 2.
Yeah.
Finish off season 2 and do season 3. And if something comes up, That's big news in the game of Thrones world or something like that. If you feel like doing a podcast, we'll throw one out there during the.
What happens if they have one of those fake? Fake deaths, Peter Dinklage dies or something.
Well, I will riot. That's not worthy of a podcast unless it was actually true, which let's not even think about that.
Yeah.
They can so find, you know what I saw on, what the hell's his name? Wesley Crusher there.
Will Wheaton?
Will Wheaton Project.
The Will Wheaton Project.
They had a picture of Peter Dinklage in high school.
High school, yeah.
With the mullet? I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah, everybody looked ridiculous in high school. Yeah.
I'll show you a picture.
Oh, yeah?
It's not too bad, actually. Just saying. I much prefer what I look like back then to now.
Yeah.
My high school pictures, everyone of them are student absent.
Student absent. All right. As much as we don't want to, we got to wrap up season 4.
Boo.
Yeah, I know. But, you know... Did you hear recently George R. R. Martin
there's said, nothing you're going to say to make me feel better well, at this he, point.
No, I know.
Besides,
next week True Blood starts.
I don't care. About
This episode actually is 15 minutes longer than the last mm-hmm. one, so we're doing pretty good.
Yeah. George R. R. Martin actually came out recently and said that he thinks Game of Thrones from now on should be 13 episodes a season.
I think so, too.
For it to actually be true to the books.
I think that would be good. Give the scene some time to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be nice. Because then you wouldn't have to visit like everyone every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's really...
It'll remain to be seen if they listen to him or not.
Okay, I'll be okay.
I don't think money will be an issue. I don't think they'll be like, ooh, another 3 episodes? It's Game of Thrones. HBO will be like, yeah, no, it's okay.
With viewership up...
Viewership has gone up by like 4 million people in 4 seasons. Like that's like 1 million viewers a season.
Well, look at I know you're gonna Walking Dead.
No, Walking Dead has viewers, man.
Walking Dead did the same thing. The first season it was only six episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
And now there's 16 this last season. There's and they're talking about 20 or something like that for the next season.
Yeah. There's a point though they got to reach where you don't want to milk it, where you're starting to get like the network television where it's like 26 episodes a season. Let's not do
well,
that.
Supernatural does 24 episodes or whatever.
Yeah, but
every year
I'm talking about good shows.
Well,
actually, I don't know. I couldn't get past the first couple episodes of Supernatural.
You can't argue with a show that's been on for 8.5 years.
No, there's obviously people that do like it.
I can argue. That's I beg to differ there. I can argue with some shows that have been on for a long time. That,
such as,
well, let's see, Supernatural.
No. Okay, let me tell you something about Supernatural. The first season sucked ass. Okay. It was only about the middle of the third season where it started to get good, where they found their storyline and stuff. And like the whatever, you ain't gonna even begin the plot lines of it, but it took about 3 seasons for the show to get really good.
Yeah.
And now the last couple of seasons have been a little tired. They've been talking about ending it, and I think they've taken it a little farther than what they needed to. They could have ended it like 3 seasons ago.
That's usually what happens whenever. Yeah.
Shows like Smallville did that.
8.5 seasons long.
Yeah. I got one for you.
The Office.
But The Office should have ended. The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Oh my God!
You know what though?
Should have ended after about 10 seasons.
I watched a couple episodes this year, and they're still relevant.
Couple of episodes. They'll still have a funny episode every now and then.
It used to be something that you pop could culture. Not miss.
Yeah. Because
it was so pop culture. But but I mean.
I used to like The Simpsons when it first came out. Now they're
still relevant.
It might be relevant, but it sucks.
Yeah, well.
Like,
well, they also the changed characters have done everything. Everything else.
Yeah. It's ended.
End
yeah,
it. End
it. And I was a big fan of The Simpsons before.
Tracy isn't in isn't involved with it anymore. So it's
Tracy?
Ullman.
Tracy Ullman, yeah.
Did you say Tracy Chapman?
No, I said Tracy.
Okay.
I just said Tracy. Tracy I can't remember her last name. No, Tracy Chapman. No, she was on an episode.
I like that song. Shut up. Oh, no, I love Tracy Chapman.
So do I.
What's wrong with Tracy Chapman? I like Tracy Chapman.
Okay, now that we're done with Tracy Chapman, go ahead. We're sorry, Carrie. Go ahead.
No, that's it for season 4, guys. But if you're a fan of the podcast, you can tune in on the website or go to iTunes and see our supplemental our retrospective episodes where we go back and finish off season two and season three. That's if we can get our site unhacked.
Yeah, I'm just trying. Right now there's a dancing elephant on it. So thanks for that.
Hopefully we get it all straightened out here. But for now, you can have a laugh by going on the site and taking a look.
Oh, yeah. It's lovely. It's really lovely.
Yeah.
Wait, I lost it. Damn it.
But that's it for season four. Thank you for listening. For Sherry, for Sarah, and for Jeff. I guess officially we'll see you for season five, but not really, because we're going to be back like in another couple weeks doing episode 7 of season 2.
Why? So, you make us do it like it's back in year did it? It's 2011, 13.
Yeah, we're gonna pretend it's back then.
Back in 2012.
Oh my god, did you see last night's episode?
Yeah, I wonder where that's gonna end up going.
Oh my god, who would have thunk?
It might be fun. Actually, I was thinking of bringing in another cast member for season 3.
Who's that?
Well, Kirk Stewart, who does Galaxy Class with Sherry and I, who never watched the series, has watched like the first three seasons in like 2 days.
So oh my I thought god, it might he's be, like uber excited.
But he hasn't seen season 4. So I'm thinking it might be kind of neat to bring in a rookie that hasn't seen it.
What happens if we spill that?
Well, we won't.
We beat you.
Yeah. No, we won't. We won't give anything away, but it might be funny. Because we know what's going
to
happen in season
4. Can we just randomly start laughing when he says, "Oh, I wonder what's going to happen to Ty?" When we go,
we could. Like, we'll see. We'll see about bringing him on. It's not official yet, but we'll see what happens. All right, that's it for today. Again, for Sherry, Sarah, and Jeff, thank you for listening, and we'll see you again soon. Remember, Jeff, that was your cue. Okay, let's try this again. And remember,
Valor Morghulis.
This has been a Naked Wizard Media production. Executive producer, Carrie Kinney. For more information, visit nakedwizardmedia.com.